This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America. We are nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network and heard around the world, broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now overseas. And to them, we say thank you for your service to America. To our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for all you're doing to keep America free and safe. And to all of you up there in Alabama, our thoughts and prayers go with you, and help is on the way. The death toll now stands at 23 and is believed to go higher. There's a number of people missing. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and everybody else that's working the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, the third watch, thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And at 7 minutes past the hour, here's Ms. Rosemary. Good morning, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Wow, you might as well just say everybody. Listen, that first hour, you and Kyle, was I put a star. I've never done that. 5-star, that's the size.
We had a lot of ground to cover, and we had to keep everybody, because I've got affiliates right up there in the middle of that tornado area.
You had a lot to cover, both of you, and you did a fantastic job. Not that you don't usually, but, I mean,
Well, we go into disaster
drink some
mode.
Water, please.
We go into disaster mode when the disaster frequency.
Yes, of course. And by the way,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say our blessings, my condolences also to the people in Alabama. You know, we always have to be ready, Captain. We think it's just hurricane season down here. Anything can happen anytime. You know, we're having things out of season and everything. Not much I can add.
Well, in about 45 minutes to an hour, you're going to see a lot of lightning out your window.
Yeah, which shocked me. I didn't know we were going to have a storm until you said it. I have to listen to the captain.
No, it's not a storm. It's
I hope we don't see too much, but anyway.
Yeah,
I get on my knees and pray, you know that. But I just want to, you know, not much I can ever add on after the weekend, because it's just so loaded. But, I hate to go this route. Let's just say it real quickly. AOC... the crazy one.
AOC.
Yep. And Bernie and the rest, are you kidding me? And, you know, I try not to watch it, but how can you? It's always on.
It's on every channel you turn
it
on.
It certainly is. Mm-hmm. Except my Christian ones. I got a new Christian one. And, boy, I'm turning to it. I'm sorry. I have to hear my, I'm sorry. I just can't watch these crazies. Any and all of them thinking it, just keep going, because there's no way you're going to get in. I mean, we're too, we'll win for sure. This is getting crazier and crazier. By the way, I heard $93 to $100 trillion.
Right.
Are you kidding? And she thinks the planet's going to end in 12 years. It would take 20 years to get to this. What's the sense? I mean, if you listen to them, they don't even make sense. They're comedic. I call them my comedic few moments, and that's all I can take. But there is something I do want to add here a little bit, because I have to. I'm a prayer person. I have to. God is shaking the nations. The cows aren't shaking the nations. Some of the things they're, you know, I won't use the words that they're saying. That's not going to do it. But, you know, this is going to sound very strange to y'all, but most all of the prophecies, and I heard this recently, they're converging for the first time in a little over 2,000 years. You know, every Bible scholar and prophet of God that I've been listening to, which are many, 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 and if they're not of God, I throw them out, and most of them are not, but many are agreeing with that. We all feel something. I don't. You don't even have to believe in God. We know there's God shaking the nations, and God's doing that now. He's shaking us up to wake us up. But the captain's correct. A lot of us are waking up. Many that I have known are waking up. And so I really don't fear the, I don't call them Democrats. I don't fear these crazy people. I don't know what to call them taking over. It's not going to happen. Not while I'm alive, not while, it's just not going to happen. But we do always have to, you know, the Lord tells us to watch and pray always that we may be able to be counted worthy to escape some of the things that are happening. Now, are we going to be able to escape everything? No, obviously not. But we still have to, there isn't a day or night that I can go by where I cannot pray because I would be fearful not to pray. I pre-pray before hurricane season here, although I think it's all year round. We have, I pre-pray. I don't wait and say, oh, God, help us. We're in it. No. That's why the Bible tells us to pray always. There's a meaning for that. And it isn't just for me. There's so much. And by the way, changing the Constitution, you know, our founding fathers, if possible, and I know that they're not doing it, but they would be turning over in their graves.
Well, they can't change it the way they want to do it. They want to legislate the change, and that's not the way it works.
That's right. And you know, all of the, I'm going to go back to the founding fathers and their stories sometime because I so love them. But I want to say something else, that the power of prayer. A lot of you think I just say that because I'm a prayer intercessor. No. I'm too old for that. No. Can't do that. The power of multitude prayer, of all of us praying together as a team, is going to stop a lot of things that could have, would have happened. I give you my word on that. Blessed is the nation whose God is their Lord. And I will tell you, we need that power of prayer every day. So pray for a few minutes. My time is up. I've got a lot of requests for things this week, so I'm going to get to those, repeats of things that you liked. But remember, read Luke 21. I'll go over that one night. The powers of heaven are being shaken, but not by cows doing all their thing at all. God is allowing this to wake us up. Thank you, you all. God bless you, and we'll get into more this week, but don't let all this frighten you because it's, and by the way.
Gotta run.
Yeah, thanks for that first hour, Captain. It was great. God bless y'all.
All right, yep, she was going to get cut off by the thing there. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot more coming your way. Taking away there, El Capitan.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah, the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at the USCCA. Go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And click on the USCCA logo that's right there and find out all the great stuff that they have to offer for you. Now, a couple of things here. First of all, we do have a line of storms headed through the Tampa Bay area. I'm not sure how they're going to hold up or how they're not going to hold up. I'm looking at it right now. Looks like they're up here in Pasco County, just approaching northern Pinellas County, coming our way. There is a line of thunderstorms. I can see that. And they should be hitting us any time in the next 35, 40 minutes or so. Certainly within the next hour, it looks like rain ought to start pretty good here around 4 a.m. But the big story is Alabama. The big story is what happened there. And, folks, they're going to need all of our help. This is just a small little area in Alabama, about roughly 60 miles east of Montgomery. Beauregard was the name of the town, and the main road there is blocked by a cell phone tower that came down across the highway, and that's U.S. 522, four-lane highway, and that's the main road, and people can't get north, they can't get south on it. Well, actually, it's east-west, sorry. They can't get east, they can't get west on it, and a lot of problems there, trees down, wires down, a lot of mobile homes there, totally destroyed. The death toll now up to 23, but say a prayer for them, and if you want to help them out, you can text on your cell phone, Red Cross 90999, and $10 will go directly to that emergency in Alabama. If you want to do something different, then give the Red Cross a call and tell them what you want to do differently. And by the way, it's going to get cold there. It'll be in the 30s by this morning. And the temperature the next 3 days, just like it's going to be here, is going to be chilly. It's going to be in the 40s here. It's going to be colder up there. And they're going to need tents. They're going to need heat. They're going to need blankets. They're going to need warm clothing because they probably lost most of everything they had in the storm. Now, got some really good letters to the editor here. Letters to the show. Letters to the editor. Well, easy for me to say. Here's one from Tom in Ohio. He says, Captain, keep up the good work you're doing. He says, are we really up to the task? I know you'll let us all know. Well, yeah, Tom, and thanks for the chatter there in Ohio. Keep on listening. We are up to the task of what's being tossed at us. Vicky in Colorado said, the Democrats are selling mass delusion again. Keep up the good work you're doing. Very well said. Love your show, Vicky in Colorado. Thank you, Vicky. Tom in Maryland said, excellent. The lunatic fringe is upon us. Unfortunately, no big bucks to support patriot endeavors. When the lunatics take over, the first thing they will do is go after property and wealth. Then all the new patriots will be shocked and amazed by what happens next because they're going to go after their property and wealth. Keep supporting the party, even though the Kool-Aid line is getting shorter. Okay, that's from Tom in Maryland. Here's one from Trevor in St. Louis. Hello, Trevor. He says, selling the mass delusion of socialism requires the exploitation of greed, envy, victimhood, and the absence of history, logic, and reality. Our educational system makes selling that delusion much easier since they're no longer teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. All right, Trevor, thank you very much for that from St. Louis. Two more to go. Here's one from John. He's in Montana. He says, put the Green New Deal up for a vote in Congress right now. Please. No way would it pass, which is why wealthy progressives enthusiastically support the agenda. But such a vote is a huge no-win for Democrats up for re-election, because if they vote for it, they expose themselves as hard-left communists, and if they vote against it, they're labeled as a climate change denier. Either way, they lose big with their Democratic base in 2020. I don't disagree with you, John. Keep listening up there in Montana, and stay warm. Here's one from Pam in Denver. She listens to us on AM 710 KNUS. Thank you, Pam. She says, great informative show. Mass delusion. You've said it. Lies would be more like it. Mass lies. And you know, every time they try to discredit us with what they have, you produce real evidence from our past history and the present. America loves what you're doing. Keep it up. Don't stop. Democratic socialism is not selling. Politely, for years, we disagreed while the deception was being spun, but the gloves have got to come off now. Even at 30% believing the hype, this obviously has been too much, far too long for America to tolerate. Time to get tough. Well, Pam, I'm with you. Let's go. Let's go. Let's see. I'm trying to remember what Todd Beamer said in the aircraft there. Remember the aircraft that went down? Let's roll. Okay, well, let's roll. We'll do that. But anyway, and if you want to contact us, you can go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and send us an email there. You'll see the email address, and that's what these folks are doing. And we thank you very much for that. Now, again, not to burden the point here, we do have a situation. We may have, and I'm not sure if they got the lines up off Interstate 10 or not, but in Florida, we had an area along I-10, and it was in Walton County in the Florida Panhandle where I-10 was blocked due to power lines that had come down across the road. There's a big high-voltage area of lines that come through there. And we did have a small tornado touchdown up in that part of Florida. Don't have any real report of much damage except for the power lines coming down. Some of you may be without power up there. I do know that there's about 15,000 customers in southeastern Alabama that are without power. That does not include the little small town of Talbot in Georgia, about 80 miles south of Atlanta, just a little bit south of south and east of Fort Benning, Georgia. So maybe WLBB is getting into that area tonight. our affiliate there. And if it is, again, we're not forgetting about you guys either. I do know, and I did speak earlier with the director of the Talbot County Emergency Management Agency, Lee Ann Ehrenheim, and she told me that they had a lot of equipment en route. They had a lot of people that were there getting ready to go and respond. And also, they believe that it may or may not have been a tornado that destroyed several mobile homes and damaged other buildings in that area. It could have been powerful straight-line winds trying to become a Category F1. But certainly what struck in Beauregard, Alabama, was an F3 tornado a half mile wide, which did a lot of damage. And, again, the main thoroughfare in town, US 522, has been blocked by a cell tower, which is down across the interstate. So people can't just drive around it because there's nowhere to drive around it to do. You have to take another route, obviously, to get around. Excuse me. And they've got about 500 first responders have been dispatched from all around the tri-state area, from Florida, from Georgia, and from Alabama, that are concentrating on the area that's been hit. They are doing a phenomenal job. We all know that they have had 23 confirmed fatalities. There are people still missing. There are many, many injuries tonight. So say a prayer and keep them in your thoughts. But the best thing you can do right now is these people need, and I mean they need, blankets right away because it's going to get cold. They need some sort of shelter right away to get them indoors, and they need heat. So think about that if you're thinking about bringing stuff to them like a lot of people did in the Florida Panhandle when we had the situation there. It's obviously going to be what they need to have. So if you have any of those heaters, I don't know about the electric ones, but I'm talking about space heaters maybe, and even kerosene heaters might not be a bad idea because with no power, unless they got a generator, they're not going to get power. So there you go. But, oh, and happy birthday, Margie. Happy birthday to Margie. She's 39 forever today up there in New York in a snowstorm. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry for laughing, Margie, but, you know, You did it to yourself. You drove up there knowing, or drove, sorry, flew up there knowing what was going to happen. The weather was coming. So hope you took your winter clothes with you. That's all I can say. By the way, coming up on the bottom of the hour here, our military and veterans news segment is coming in your direction. And we're keeping an eye out at the weather. Denise Simon just chimed in and told me that they've got storms up there in Tarpon Springs right now, thunder, lightning, and rain coming down. So it's in the hood, headed our direction. But I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, shotgun. Hi, shotgun.
To one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple tornadoes have killed at least 23 people in Alabama. Officials say it has caused catastrophic damage. In Lee County, Alabama, near the Georgia border, about 60 miles east of Montgomery, the death toll is rising. Sheriff Jay Jones.
Damage is significant. I would put it in the category of catastrophic based on the destruction of the homes we've seen.
Search teams are working in several other hard-hit Alabama counties. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has revealed he will vote in favor of a House resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CNN's State of the Union that the president's action was not his preferred choice.
Unlike some of my colleagues, I don't think that the president doing this is going to end Western order.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. We are keeping our eyes on the weather. Got some weather moving into the Tampa Bay area I'm going to tell you about it here in just a minute. But this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news report, first one of the night, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job, you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, I have got a great, and I mean a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. Check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. That's a suburb of Boston. And the other's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay region. In 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. You will start off at 50 or 60 or 70 or $80,000 a year or more, depending on what company you go to work for. Now, go to work for a military contractor. If you're lucky enough to get into that fold and go overseas, you'll make a six-figure salary. And then we can talk about a lot more money after that, depending on if you go to work for a foreign government. It's all there. It's all possible. So check them out online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Excuse me. That's 800-659-2080. Again, 800-659-2080. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, let's take a look real quick at what's going on here. I'm sitting at the Tampa Bay Airport. That's pretty much where our studios are, in between the runways. I just got a report here on my phone that lightning is less than 15 minutes away from, or 15 miles away from me, which means that we'll have some storms here in the not-too-distant future in our backyard. Denise Simon was reporting thunderstorms with lightning up there in her backyard of Tarpon Springs. I will tell you that right here where we're at, it's not going to be anything like what you heard happen in Alabama, but we have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly right now, coming up on 4 a.m. and after 4 a.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low of around 70. We'll have south-southwest winds, but they will probably pick up in the storms to above what we're talking about here right now with 8 to 10 miles an hour. 60% chance of rain right away this morning for the first few hours until about 10, 11 o'clock, and then it'll be 50%. And except for where the thunderstorms are going to be, about a tenth of an inch, but higher amounts where the thunderstorms will be. And colder weather coming Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, with the lows in the 40s at night, highs in the low 60s in the daytime. So be prepared. Winter's back. Now, the VFW is very active in veterans' issues. I don't need to tell anybody that's a member or anybody that's a veteran. You all know that. And more than 500 VFW and VFW auxiliary members are arriving in the nation's capital to urge their respective members of Congress to continue improving the programs and services provided by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, topping the list of VFW legislative priorities is passage of the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act, a call for full congressional oversight over the implementation of the VA Mission Act of 2018, and a combined VA and Defense Department Electronic Health Record Initiative. And all priorities also include improving the burn pits research and accountability and eliminating the so-called widow's stacks, allowing military retirees to receive full retirement pay and disability pay without offset, in expanding and improving VA health care and research programs. That's not asking too much, is it? And for the people that have served America, I think it's spot on, but that's me. Now, also, you want to talk about expedited claims that the VA is now going through for Purple Heart veterans. And what this is all about is that if you're wounded in combat, sometimes you get caught in the paper line, and it takes quite a while to process your claim for something you've already experienced at the military level, being treated for your wounds. And there's nothing worse than having to be delayed for treatment that you need because you can't get into the VA to get it done. So, priority is about to be established by the Secretary of the VA, Mr. Wilkie, to provide disability benefits claims processing for the initial claims from discharged combat veterans who have been awarded the Purple Heart Medal. And to that I say it's about damn time, because they've really dragged their feet. Some of my friends have waited months to get things done, and they've had no choice but to go back to the military hospitals because that's their only alternative. And the military hospitals really want to take care of the military, not the veterans, if at all possible. That's what the VA is all for. Now, the VA also, the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Military Construction, Veterans Affairs, and Related Agencies held a meeting regarding women's veterans' access to the VA. And those who testified included Chief Consultant VA Women's Health Services, Dr. Patricia Hayes, VA National Mental Health Director for Family Services, Women's Mental Health and Military Sexual Trauma, Dr. Susan McCutcheon. And they focused on the rapid increase of 500,000 women who now use the VA and how it's enhancing its services. Now, the VA has worked to expand gender-specific training, advocacy, and program managers, and increased access in rural communities for the ladies. The VA stated the top problem it repeatedly encounters is the ability to maintain providers with gender-specific expertise. Further details are on the gender-specific primary care, like gynecology, maternity care, infertility and adoption reimbursement services, mental health services, military sexual travel services, and child care are all also on the table. The VA has also discussed efforts to expand the Women Veterans Call Center and mammogram sites and to improve their quality of care while eliminating any barriers that may be there. And again, this is something that's way overdue. Way overdue. Now, a lot of questions have come as to what the president did or did not accomplish in Vietnam with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. And we all know that President Trump is not the practitioner of the madman theory of international politics, but also at the bargaining table. Now, it's ironic that while most pundits in the media kept up a steady drumbeat that he was not going to give away, that he was going to give away the store, he did just the opposite, holding out for a better deal. And maybe that really shouldn't be so surprising, ladies and gentlemen, because after all, he wouldn't be the first businessman to use that tactic in befitting a deal. Brinksmanship is a piece of standard equipment for him and others like that in the world. Trump eminized what Ronald Reagan did years ago when he got up in Reykjavik, walked out on Mikhail Gorbachev, said no deal. Guess what? Within 6 months, they not only had a deal, but after 5 years of negotiating, we had a nuclear disarmament armament treaty. So this is not something that's going to take place rapidly. And what's so shocking to see happen at such a high-profile summit isn't that it's the first summit meeting to fail. It's just that the United States and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea summit didn't work out this time. That doesn't mean the next time it won't be a different story. Because Kim is going to have to go back and realize he can't ask for the farm, and we can't give it to him because we're not going to pull our troops out of Korea all at one time. We're certainly not going to tell him when we're going to do it and telegraph it, nor are we going to pull any nuclear weapons that we happen to have on the table out and tell him what we're going to do. We just aren't going to do it. All right, well, next hour I'm going to be telling you about the Air Force. They don't want the F-15X, but they do need more fighter jets. So what is it they're going to get that they don't want? All right, I'll be right back with more. Going to take a look at the highways and byways again. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard, Big Wheels Rolling, Moving On, and that's the theme song from the television show by the same name, Moving On, so don't forget about it. By the way, got to remind everybody, we do have some weather closing in here on the Tampa Bay area, so batten down the hatches. Will be a little rough for a few minutes here once it gets here. Lightning detected around us, and thunderstorms definitely in the mix. Now, Let's take a look at the complete picture for the United States this morning. It's a very interesting morning because a winter storm is continuing over the northeastern part of the U.S. and moving into New England with a big-time Arctic air mass coming into the east out of the northern plains and down into the Midwest. We've got freezing cold temperatures this morning down as far as Texas. Catwoman and Road Dog were telling us it was 30 degrees in Waco. Temperature was dropping, which means there's ice on the bridges there in Texas. So for God's sakes, be careful and treat every bridge as if it's a skating rink. Unfortunately, that's what happens. Now, a coastal storm system is bringing heavy snow, wind, hazardous travel from the northeastern U.S. into New England. It'll end up today, tonight. Arctic air will continue to spill onto the plains and expand into the eastern U.S. this week. We'll have about 3 days or so until about Thursday of cooler temperatures, including down into the deep south and Florida, where I'm at. Now, below normal temperatures, biting wind chills can be expected over many locations. Without the wind, it was 15 below zero in North Platte, Nebraska. Without the wind, it was 11 below zero up there in Burns, Minnesota. Without the wind, it was 7 degrees in Lafayette, Indiana. Without the wind, in Omaha, Nebraska, right now, it's 7 below zero. And without the wind, in Amarillo, Texas, right now, it's 3 below zero. All right, now, let's take a look at the winter storm warning, which is still there in effect for the eastern part of Pennsylvania. Should be ending here in about 4 hours or so. And New Jersey and New York City and Long Island all under a winter storm warning. Snow flurries, general snow flurries going up towards Poughkeepsie and staying along the coast. Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Boston is in this too, winter storm warning. You've got snow, general snow, all the way up into Maine. And from Bangor, east to the Newfoundland line, you've got a winter storm warning there as well. Now, down in Florida, South Florida, we got some high winds tonight across Alligator Alley. Other than that, not looking bad till you get up on I-10. Now, I had an earlier report of power lines down across I-10, and that would have been in Walton County. Now, I haven't been able to get anybody yet to tell me whether or not that's changed up there on I-10 in the Florida Panhandle, where Walton County, you had one area of the interstate that was shut down, and you were having to go around and take a detour in that area. So that may or may not be the case. I guess we'll find out soon enough. Also, taking a look at Michigan, let's go back towards Michigan. Lake effect snow on the western side of Michigan. By the way, upstate New York right now, guess what? Oswego County, lake effect snow. Watertown, Jefferson, Lewis County, lake effect snow just suddenly kicking in the last hour. It just popped up on my screen. So that's going to be an adventure going up 81, I'm sure. In the mountains of West Virginia, you've got snow tonight as well as a winter storm warning as you get towards the eastern part of West Virginia, northeastern part, as well as the western part of Maryland up in the mountains there. A lot of winds tonight. Very windy in most of Indiana, about half of the western half of Ohio, most of Kentucky, the western part of Virginia, the mountainous areas of North Carolina, halfway across Tennessee. But by the way, a little bit of rain tonight in Tennessee in the central part. You've also got a freeze warning across the central part of Alabama, and temperatures dropping down into the 30s as far south as where they had the tornado in Beauregard there in Alabama. So people tonight desperately needing blankets, heat, and warm clothing, I am sure, because most everything's been lost, especially in that town of Beauregard, which looked like a bomb hit it. Just a small town, 15,000 customers, not people, customers, without power in that area. Also, across central Louisiana, freeze warning tonight there. A little bit of rain, which may or may not be rain, along the Mississippi River because the temperatures are right at freezing, so be careful on I-20. And again, as I told you, going down Waco Way, I-35, and headed down towards Laredo, freezing temperatures there. Be careful of the bridges. I-40 going across Oklahoma. You've got single-digit temperatures all the way, except when you get to Amarillo, 3 below 0 right now. And you do have some snow flurries in the area. Eastern New Mexico, a winter storm warning on I-25 north going up into Colorado. You've got snow pretty much west of I-25 in the mountains. Some snow in the area of Denver. And it looks like as if we're going to have some interesting fun tonight up there in Idaho, where there's more snow up there around Coeur d'Alene and to the east. And bitter cold temperatures, again, below zero temperatures in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, eastern Wyoming, Nebraska, Colorado, eastern Colorado, northern Kansas, western Oklahoma, all of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, the northern half of Illinois, and that weather is coming towards us. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning there, Wendy.
Good morning.
You said it was ourselves. Yeah, well, I'm listening. Tell me about it.
Well, it just now is beginning to pass, but, I mean, there was the last couple hours was lightning. I guess it woke me up so early.
Well, lightning is coming my way because I've been getting warnings it's within 15 miles of me. But we're not going to have anything at all like what they've had in Alabama. And that
just little, awful.
That little town, Beauregard, tore right up.
It appears there were two tornadoes almost back-to-back.
That's right. And they also had one touchdown. Also had one touchdown in Walton County in Florida, which apparently took down the high voltage lines and dropped them on Interstate 10. I'm not sure if they're up off the interstate yet or not, but they had that section of Interstate 10 closed, and people were having to go around in both directions. And then up by Don, by the way, they had a tornado. Up in Talbotton, Georgia, 80 miles south of Atlanta, which is not very far away from our buddies there on the radio station there in Carrollton. Not very far away.
Rough weather.
Yep. So it is what it is, and now it's going to get cold, and I've been telling people that they've got to try to help these folks out. They're going to need blankets. They're going to need heat. They're going to need tents, some type of shelter, and they're definitely going to need warm clothes. So for the next 3-4 days, it's going to be chilly up there in Alabama.
Yes, sir.
And the lead agency is always the Red Cross, so text 90999, and $10 will be applied to your phone bill. You can do that as many times as you want. 90999, type in the word Red Cross, and $10 will go to the Alabama tornado victims.
Glad you mentioned that. Good job.
Well, I've been involved with the Red Cross, so I know what they're doing. By the way, my old public information unit got activated. They're headed that way right now. So they're going up there to tell everybody what's going on. And all the different people that assess the damage are headed that way. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of damage, even though those are mobile homes and, you know, it's like a rural area. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, yes, that's the real Denise Simon. And we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in Venezuela. Are they going to arrest the interim president when he tries to come back after violating Maduro's order? I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.